Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder whether the thing you built actually deserved to be built? Here is how this started. I was scrolling through Facebook when I came across a scorecard for evaluating open source projects that Lucy Chen had shared. She had used this framework to flag LM Cache as a dark horse 2 weeks before NVIDIA announced Dynamo, and it turned out she was right. LM Cache got acquired. The scorecard was sharp, but it was designed from an investor's perspective, and that got me thinking, what about independent developers who just want to build something for themselves with no intention of raising money? Who's out there telling them whether what they've made actually has value? So I made three changes. I removed the team dimension, added a measure for problem-solving capability, and restructured the commercialization questions to reflect the stage of the product. Then I did something a little uncomfortable. I turned the scorecard on my own real-time translation tool. The result, 5.01 out of 10. A red light, technical execution scored a 7. Commercialization came in at 2. The radar chart was severely lopsided, but the result was right. It told the truth about something important. Building the technology well is not the same as building the product well. What I want to say is this. In an era where one person working with AI can ship something in a matter of days, the score was never really the point. The point is whether you are willing to pause and honestly look at your own blind spots.